Hi, my name is Aiden Wagner, and I'm going to be explaining the important techniques when shooting a basketball. Some basketball players have trouble shooting the ball, which hurts their team a lot. Shooting is one of the most important parts of basketball because it forces the other team to guard you. When you can shoot, it spaces the floor out for your teammates. One NBA player, Ben Simmons, is having trouble shooting. He is in his second year, and he hasn't made one three-pointer yet. His team has trouble spacing the floor, and if you were to add a jump shot to his game, it would improve his play and his team's play. I'm now going to break down how to shoot into four major topics. One of the main topics for shooting is where your eyes are. You want to look at the trailing edge of the basket when shooting. You look there because you want the ball to make it over the rim and into the basket. Another tip is to keep your eyes up when you're doing your free throw routine. This is because you don't want to rush your head up when you are moving your body for your shot. My final eye tip is to hold the ball just over your dominant eye. This makes your elbow tucked in and under your hand, and it's easier to aim your shot. My second major tip is about your feet and their positioning. You need your feet shoulder width apart. This is important because it allows you to elevate higher and stay balanced when you jump. You want your lead foot to be in front of your dominant foot, so if you're right-handed, your right foot is in front of your left foot. Another free throw tip is to line your dominant foot up with the middle of the basket. On most courts, they have a small nail on the free throw line, and it's in the center of it, and it lines up with the middle of the basket. You want to line up your shot so your arm is lined up straight with the basket, so when you follow through, your ball is going straight into the basket. Your hands are also a really important factor when shooting. They have run tests to make a perfect shooting robot in China. During those tests, they noticed that good shooters aim and apply the most pressure with their index finger. You also want to follow through your shot by flicking your wrist. This gives your ball backspin, which helps the ball stick to the rim. When you shoot, you only use one hand, your dominant one. With your other hand, you put it on the side of the ball to keep the ball balanced on your dominant hand. Using two hands to shoot can mess up your ball rotation, which is really important. My fourth and final main topic is the mental aspect of shooting. When you go to the free throw line, down by one, and the whole crowd is screaming, you get pretty nervous. Having the ability to calm yourself down is a really important step when becoming a good shooter. In game, don't worry about your shooting form. You need to focus on shooting form during practice and gain muscle memory from your practices for the games. You also can't worry about the shots that you missed. Being able to brush off bad shots will help you make your next shot. And during a free throw routine, imagine your shot with good arc and nice ball rotation. It boosts your confidence, which will help your free throw percentage increase. In conclusion, you should focus on those four main topics because studies shown that they help increase your shot percentage. There is more to a good shot than your hands and the physical aspect. Mental is probably the most important part of basketball and probably the most important part in shooting. Mental aspect is also really good for other sports, so if you work on that, you can become a really good athlete. Thank you for listening, and bye.